Faith is our attitude about ourself. Faith is our attitude about ourself. What is our attitude about ourself? Do we believe that we are beautiful beings? Do we believe that we are wonderful, that we are capable, that we are fantastic? Do we believe that life is grand and glorious? Do we believe that the whole world is just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Do we believe that about ourselves? Do we really care about ourselves? Do we really know who we are? Do we really understand what life is all about? Faith is our attitude about ourself. When you say, I like me, that's an attitude about yourself. When you say, I think the world is wonderful and glorious and fantastic, that's our attitude about ourselves. Do you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? That's our attitude about ourselves. Do you say that everywhere I go, I greet people who are glorious and fantastic and beautiful? That's our attitude about ourselves. Is every thought that you hold in your heart, is every thought that I hold in my heart, is every dream that I have for myself glorious and good? Then that's my attitude about myself. Is my attitude about myself that I am a happy, joyous, fulfilling, wonderful being? That's my dream. That's the expectation within me of all that happens in my world. And all that happens in my world is marvelous and glorious and fantastic and beautiful beyond imagination. Yes, that's faith. That's believing in myself. That's believing in my world. That's believing all things are beautiful and good. That's believing that that's who I am. And so I am. Every day of our life, we have the opportunity to know who we are. Every day of our life, we have the opportunity to live who we are. Every day of our life, we have the opportunity to be who we are. Last night, Sylvia and Ellen went to a concert in San Diego. You'll hear more about it later. It's a glorious concert that they went to. The concert began at 8 o'clock in the evening and went on for several hours. And they were just thrilled to their toes. And they had parked their car in Old Town, and they took a cab to the concert. And they found that by using this intelligent way of doing things, everything in life is fantastic. All of us have this opportunity to do things fantastic. All of us have the opportunity to live in a most marvelous way. But first we had the faith that it would work out. We had the faith that it would be something fulfilling and rewarding. And it is an attitude of ourself that we can accomplish the goals we have in life. We can accomplish all of the things in life that are meaningful to us. We can accomplish all of the things in life that is exciting and joyous and fantastic. But we start out with faith. We start out with this attitude. And this attitude takes us to a successful goal of every dream, every desire, every attitude that we could ever want in life. And it makes us feel that life is fantastic. And truly, life is fantastic. Life is fantastic, and it will always be that way because our faith takes us to the summation of whatever it is that we are choosing for ourselves. We can do these things, and we do these things, and we do accomplish these goals, because these goals are who and what we are. These goals are our choices. These goals are the dreams, the desires, the aspects. And it's our attitude. It's our attitude that says, yes, it is so. Yes, it is so. Yes, it is glorious. Yes, it is marvelous. Yes, it is something beyond anything that we ever thought we could comprehend and experience. But our faith carries us through to accomplish it. Faith is what drives all beings to fulfill the goals in their heart. It drives all beings to fulfill the dreams of their heart. And these dreams are the things that make us feel that we are on the right road. We are on the right road to fulfillment of every desire that's within us. You have the opportunity to walk that road, and I have the opportunity to walk that road. I have the idea that faith is the attitude of ourself. Faith is our attitude of ourself. And the attitude says, yes, I like me. Yes, I am independently wealthy. Yes, I'm surrounded by harmonious beings. Yes, all of life is beautiful and good. Yes, this is a world that is beyond imagination. This is a world that I have created for myself. This is a world of joy, of peace, of harmony. And I can have this world be whatever my attitude is about it, because that's what my faith in me brings forth and fulfills. That's what's true for all of us, for you and for me and for all of us. Now, do I want that? Do I want that experience? Do I want that beautiful, glorious experience that says to me, all is in divine order? All of us are faced with great experiences, great challenges in life. And when we say all is in divine order, that challenge fulfills itself in a beautiful way, in its divine way, in its perfect way. No matter what the appearances may be, the divine challenge is the perfect way. You and I, we have this divine challenge all of the time in our lives. We have this divine challenge that jumps at us and says to us, hey, this is something special. This is something marvelous. This is something outstanding. This is something glorious. And then it is. As I walk the meditation path in the morning with my dog, Ruby, I oftentimes stop and think, where is Ruby? And I look behind myself, and there she is, coming along right behind me, enjoying herself fully. I know that it is always done beautifully and fantastically. I know that it is always done marvelously, because that is who I am, and that is what I am, and that's the joy of what I am. The joy of what I am being at all time. And I know it. I am it, and I love it, and I know and see it all the time. If I look for joy to be in my world, it'll be there. If I look for peace to be in my world, it is there. If I look for right action to be everywhere in my life, it is there. Because it only depends upon one thing, my attitude about myself. My attitude about myself, and my attitude about myself is marvelous, fantastic, and exciting now. Know this for yourself too, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.